Peoria Unified School District community. I am Peoria. I'm extremely proud and amazed each and every day of the accomplishments of this fine district, not only through your work with students, but certainly your collective contributions to help those in our community that are most in need. Recently, we had our Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we were certainly very successful in supporting this worthy cause. This was coupled by Lee Denim Day. Many of our students have planned pink activities, and these themes have been evident on each and every campus that I've visited during the month of October. A special thanks to all of you, students and employees, who participated in these breast cancer awareness activities. October is also the district's United Way campaign. As you may recall, the Peoria Unified School District has a long history of support for the United Way and all of the endeavors that the United Way is involved in to support those in need. We have established a goal of raising $20,000 as a district. We have many activities. Pull the Bus is one of those. It's happening on October 29th. We will have a team representing the district office. We're called the DAC Attack. And we look forward to challenging other schools and departments in this event on that Saturday morning at Centennial High School. I also understand that the cities of Glendale and Peoria have also joined the cause, and they will be bringing teams to that event. Great family morning. Hope to see you there. It is amazing that we are already into October. Not just that time flies, we are finishing our first quarter of school, but that the temperatures continue to hover right around 100 degrees. Truly incredible. I appreciate everybody's hard work in preparation for their first reporting period. We've had successful parent-teacher conferences, and I thank you for the efforts that you put in to making sure that we're communicating with our most valued partners, and those are the parents of our students. As the season begins to change, I'm reminded of many accomplishments that have recently come to staff as well as students in our district. I'd like to mention just a few. We recently found out that our district has 5 National Merit semifinalists. I'd like to recognize Stephen Smith from Centennial High School, Saj Anwar and Tony DeBlasi from Ironwood High School, Spencer Babb Bernacki from Liberty High School, and Brennan Smith, Sunrise Mountain High School. And we'll certainly keep you apprised of their progress as they move through to finalists, hopefully, in the National Merit Program. Recently, one of our longtime employees, Mr. Rick Dunn, received the award of Arizona Secondary Transition Services from the Arizona Department of Education. Mr. Dunn was chosen among 15 others across the state. He received a special presentation from State Superintendent Hoopenthal on October 2nd. Congratulations, Rick. Recently, the Arizona Department of Education released the Arizona Learns labels and the new A through F labels for public schools and charter schools in the state of Arizona. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for the wonderful work that you've done. Certainly the labels are indicative of the efforts that you have made in our district to promote our ongoing student growth. The Peoria Unified School District continues to provide a culture of excellence for our students. We appreciate what you've done. In a spirit of helping, recently the Peoria Unified School District and the City of Glendale Fire Department joined hands in offering free immunizations to over 100 students in the Peoria Unified School District. Great success, and we appreciate the Glendale Fire Department and all of those that helped make that happen for our students. Our partnership with the City of Glendale Fire Department is one of the many community partnerships that we're proud of across the Peoria Unified School District. Over the summer, we took opportunity to engage our community in a phone survey, another way for us to gather input on how we're doing in Peoria and what we can do better. Another activity of community engagement will be occurring on November 9th at 6 p.m. at Centennial High School. We're inviting our entire community out that evening to give us feedback, talk to us about what's important, and help us define our success for the future. This event will stream live on our website, so you're able to join us in person or through technology. Hope to see you then. Another new approach to our community engagement initiative is to ensure that all who enter our campuses and interact with our staff of professionals receive a stellar customer service experience. We ask you to help us in providing the top five ways that we can best provide top-notch customer service to our students, parents, employees, and community. I invite you to log on to our website and take the customer service survey by November 30th so that we can incorporate your feedback into our customer service standards for 2012. Another update, recently we have transitioned to an electronic school board meeting process. In addition to going green, we are increasing the transparency for which we operate. Our governing board entire packet and agendas are available online, and we have gone totally paperless. We believe that this will also give our patrons more access to the information that they are discussing during their board meetings. The hallmark of the success of our students rests squarely in the hands of the employees that we hire. Recently, we were fortunate to hire Mr. John Croteau as principal at Liberty High School, Mr. Russ Dunham, assistant principal at Ironwood High School, Ms. Stacy Bagwell, assistant principal at Oakwood Elementary School, and Ms. Carrie Castile, assistant principal at Oasis. Welcome aboard. Thanks for all you do in support of our students, teachers, and the district. I look forward to bringing additional updates as we progress through the year. Until next time, thanks again.